Music insiders say Canadian songwriter and singer Leslie Feist has arrived. Even before the release of her new CD this week, Feist was chosen by Interscope Records, the label of U2 and Timbaland, to launch its Cherry Tree imprint. The resulting album won her two Juno Awards in 2005, their Canada's version of the Grammys. Now with the new CD called The Reminder, reviewer Oliver Wang joins the chorus of praise.
I'm sorry, two words I always think after.
With her airy, gossamer sound, Feist would seem most appropriate for headphone listening. But I've always liked her tunes best while driving through Los Angeles. Her songs don't immediately suggest classic LA car music. They hardly sparkle with the sunshine pop of the Beach Boys or the gleaming funk of Dr. Dre. But Feist's pleasant brand of melancholy strikes the right mood for winding aimlessly through the city, feeling comfortably lost and alone. Since the late 1990s, Feist has become a journeywoman in the indie rock world. She got her start with a high school punk band, then graduated to partner with the loose collective of Canadian musicians known as Broken Social Scene, and most unexpectedly, the electro-rock rapper Peaches. With Reminder, Feist has found her own voice in more ways than one.
There's a limit to your love, like a waterfall in slow motion.
Her punk years punished her vocal cords, leaving Feist with a small, brittle voice. But as it turns out, such frailty is well suited for bittersweet love songs about misconnections and doomed romances. At times, producer Gonzalez thins the vocals even further, creating a lo-fi effect that mimics the sound of AM radio, one of those stations that's only static until you clear the mountains. Reminder doesn't share the cosmopolitan qualities of her previous album, Let It Die, with its blend of breezy French pop, bossa nova, and dabs of disco. Despite being recorded in a mansion outside Paris, Reminder's musical dialects mostly come from this side of the Atlantic. There are folksy acoustic laments, minor key ballads, and a few juke joint stocking records. Feist even updates Sea Lion Woman, a song best known through Nina Simone's version. Here it becomes a club-friendly track of pulsing synthesizers and hand-clapping soul. In expanding and arguably improving on styles first tested on Let It Die, Feist seems to be coming into her own Feistness. Whether penning downhearted confessionals or belting out honky-tonk stompers, it's great pop music to get lost in. Or if you're like me, driving without direction, a soundtrack to get lost to.
Ooh, I'll be the one who breaks.
Oliver Wang, reviewing the CD The Reminder from Leslie Feist. He writes about music for the Oakland Tribune and Los Angeles Times.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.